Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it's hard to believe, but it's time to start talking about cotton harvest in the Palmetto State. There's right many cotton acres in South Carolina, and it's a very important crop.
Well, you're right. Our acreage always hovers around the 300,000 range. This year, we've got about 280,000 acres planted. And then we look at the quality of what we think we have out there. Our average is about 850 pounds per acre of lint. But this year, we think there's a better crop than average out there. So we're looking a little over 900 pounds. Markets are off this year compared to last. So rather than an 80 cent per pound, farmers are looking at 70. So again, every year is different. And this year's down a little in acreage, maybe up a little in yield, down a little in price. So different again.
Well, and speaking of yield, South Carolina went through a dry spell, particularly through the central part of the state at blooming time for cotton. Do you think that's going to affect what you are able to harvest?
Well, I'll tell you, cotton has really surprised me in the last few years. As you ride and look at it, you think it's a 700-pound crop, and then you'll get 900 or 1,000. So cotton, the genetic advancements are really something, but the cotton does need that wet weather at the right time, needs hot weather at the right time. So it can be a finicky crop.
Absolutely. And then you also had some rain recently that unfortunately fell at the wrong time.
Yeah. One of the things we have to do is, you know, drop the leaves, and that's defoliation, and it's all the time we need that sunshine, the hot sunshiny day. So again, Mother Nature is playing a few tricks on us this year.
It seems to happen every year. Now, let's talk a few little factoids about cotton. I bet there's a lot of people that don't realize that cotton has been cultivated really since the beginning of time.
You're right. Documentation tells us cotton goes back 7,000 years that it's been planted. So something you have to plant every year. Some strange little stuff. It's from the same family of plants as okra and hibiscus. So you figure that out. One thing I need to remind our growers, if they haven't already, with the Farm Bill, they've got to be aware of the CTAP, which is a Cotton Transition Assistance Program. And they have until October 17 to sign up at the local FSA office. So that's a pretty important thing to remember about the cotton this year.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.